your family, but others.
Let's face it, nothing makes you look older than you really are than thinning hair. But what if you could not only increase your hair count, but promote new hair growth without surgery, without drugs with potential side effects, and without a prescription from your doctor? Well, now you can, thanks to a breakthrough new supplement called Hair Grow, provided by New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Europe. Hair Grow is now available in the U.S. Only Hair Grow contains Tokogaya, a powerful antioxidant that has received a U.S. patent. Multiple clinical studies show Hair Grow is safe and effective in promoting new hair growth. In one study, 95% of the patients using Hair Grow saw increased hair count. Don't lose more time and more hair. Try Hair Grow today to feel and look your best. Just go to newnordicusa.com or visit Walgreens or Amazon to purchase. Look younger and feel more confident with Hair Grow by New Nordic at newnordicusa.com.
We're here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The White House is mulling the way it will respond to the weekend drone attack on U.S. troops in Jordan that left three dead and dozens wounded. What President Biden must decide.
He's not looking at political calculations or the polling or the electoral calendar as he works to protect our troops ashore and our ships at sea. And any suggestion to the contrary is offensive.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. The Senate is trying to hammer out a deal on a bipartisan border security package, which, among other things, would authorize the president to shut down the border if agents become overwhelmed. Former President Trump is urging Republicans to reject it. The House Homeland Security Committee is expected to vote tomorrow on articles of impeachment, which accuse Secretary of Alejandro Mayorkas of ignoring federal immigration law. The tax filing season begins today. The deadline to file for most of us is April 15th. This is ABC News. Teachers in Newton, Massachusetts, picketing for a seventh day today over pay, parental leave, and staffing. School strikes are illegal in the state. The teachers union has already been fined hundreds of thousands of dollars. Growing numbers of children are being diagnosed as obese.
Pediatric obesity affects 20% of all children and teens in the U.S., according to the Journal of Pediatrics, but rates have been rising, especially in Black and Mexican youth and those from low-income homes. Researchers publishing the results of a clinical trial involving motivational interviewing by doctors and registered dietitians in children 3 to 11 years old and focused on sugary drinks, eating out, fruits and vegetables, sweets, screen time, and physical activity. The findings? No improvement in a child's body mass index. Instead, increases and their BMI and weight. The study suggests more needs to be done to combat pediatric obesity. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Speaking to ABC News, after a jury awarded her $83 million in a defamation trial against former president, E. Jean Carroll says she wants to give the money to something that he hates. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, more clouds around, but mild, a high near 40 degrees. Sunshine and record highs possible Wednesday, near 50. Staying warm for the rest of the week with more sunshine than clouds and highs well into the 40s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order creating a task force to address challenges to the healthcare workforce in Wisconsin. The governor announced the task force during his recent State of the State address and has named Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez to lead it. The state's healthcare industry faces the potential for thousands of vacancies in the next two decades. The next edition of the official Wisconsin highway map will be published next year, and the State Department of Transportation wants to hear from you. A survey is available on the department's website, and public comment is open through February 29th. The Doc Rivers era starts tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks. The NBA team's new coach leads them into Denver to take on the Nuggets. Rivers has ties to Wisconsin. He's a Marquette University graduate. Wisconsin Radio Network.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. March, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this, an authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank, that's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access to Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Sunstrom & Company are local tax experts Durand. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. And 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom. St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls will close earlier than first expected. Originally, HSHS said the hospital would close in April, but a letter sent out last week said St. Joe's will now close March 22nd. HSHS and Prevea announced this month they are closing all of their hospitals and clinics in the Chippewa Valley. The closing means patients at St. Joseph's will need to find new doctors as of mid-March. A man wanted for opening fraudulent bank accounts in Menominee, then cashing fake checks, has been arrested in Jackson County. Authorities accused 31-year-old Michael Anderson of using a fake Georgia driver's license to open up the accounts earlier this month, then cashing checks at four branches of the Citizens State Bank in Hudson, Roberts, Woodville, and Elmwood, and at two branches of Derry State Bank in Menominee and Downsville. On Thursday, the man tried to cash a fake check at Black River Falls, but was arrested by officers. He's currently being held at the Dunn County Jail. Republican lawmakers plan to introduce a measure that would create a statewide referendum on the new Minnesota flag. Wabasha County State Senator Steve Drazkowski said he'll sponsor the measure when the legislature resumes on February 12th. Several local governments have passed resolutions condemning the new flag and seal designs that go into use May 11th. Some have criticized the cost of replacing current emblems on uniforms and official documents, while others feel the state is erasing history. Governor Walz responded to the criticism yesterday, telling WCCO-TV he plans to be building roads, bridges, and water treatment plants, while Republicans focus on the flag and seal. A proposed lemon law for agricultural equipment will have a public hearing tomorrow at Madison. Wisconsin State Senator Andre Jacques drafted the bill in response to farmers who've reportedly had to return machinery for warranty work.
Anytime that you are repeatedly having to bring something that's under warranty back in for service again and again and again and again, every time you do that, you're really taking a very valuable investment out of the field.
The DePere Republican says other states, including Illinois and Minnesota, already have a similar law. Wisconsin has had a vehicle lemon law since the 1980s. You're listening to WRDN News.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank. Durant.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
The Blues on the Chippewa may be moving from Memorial Park. Last week's council meeting, the council discussed a proposal from organizers that would move the event down to Riverside Park between the boat landing and the Veterans Memorial. The main stage would be at the boat landing, while the food trucks would be parked in front of the city shop and the craft vendors would be on the walkway. The council will still have to approve that proposal. Elected officials in Western Wisconsin are still coming to terms with the departure of a major healthcare employer. State Senator Jeff Smith says of particular concern are mental health services offered at Sacred Heart in Eau Claire.
They've got a grant to expand mental health services, and now people are really concerned that that's not going to happen, and what is going to happen with that. So it just hits all sorts of places that really are a concern.
HSHS Health Systems announced last week it would close its hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls and the Prevea clinics in the Chippewa Valley. More than 1,200 HSHS and Prevea employees will be impacted by the closure, most of which will be completed by mid-April. A Kadot man who was hurt in a snowmobile crash earlier this month has died. Mark Sibbers was hurt when he crashed his snowmobile along a public trail near Mauston. His friends over the weekend said Sibbers died from his injuries. Another man from Chippewa County also died in that accident. The Department of Natural Resources and the Juneau County Sheriff's Department continue to investigate. You can now pay your Wisconsin income taxes starting today. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue says tax filing season is beginning. Once again, the state is suggesting that people file online. The Department of Revenue says the WIS tax system is the fastest way to receive a refund. You can also track the status of your refund online. People in Wisconsin have until April 15th to get the taxes filed. Lawmakers at the Wisconsin Capitol are looking to ban ranked choice voting in the state. An assembly committee tomorrow will take up the plan to add a constitutional amendment that would prohibit ranked choice voting. Supporters say ranked choice voting would give other candidates and other parties a better shot. Critics say ranked choice voting is confusing and often leaves voters without a clear winner on election day. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Your schedule is busy enough with your job and the family. Don't worry about keeping your vehicle's maintenance up to date. Let Adams Super Service of Durand do that for you with SmartFlow. You'll see what your vehicle needs along with a detailed inspection that's emailed directly to you. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you'll be able to follow your vehicle's maintenance and needs throughout the life of your vehicle. And it's never been easier or more convenient to keep your vehicle ready for even the busiest schedules. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your NAPA Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
The Eau Claire ice skating rinks are closed just 6 days after opening. Eau Claire's Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department said the outdoor skating rinks and warming shelters closed on Friday. Warm temperatures expected through February are to blame for cutting the skating season short. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made Vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Okay, three more climbers, seven loggers.
Plus. Ted's Sustainably Sourced Logging Company is growing a new branch.
What about truck driver contracts?
Which means a new HR manager will be the first hire to fall.
Then we'll need to staff up the warehouse.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Byron set the bar high in 2023. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. Looking for weekly motorsports podcasts to stay up to date on what's happening on and off the track? The Motor Racing Network is the place. Hear from NASCAR crew chiefs on MRN Crew Call. All the happenings from regional touring series and local tracks on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Sprint Car Talk on Winged Nation. NASCAR History on MRN Classic Races. And hear from the drivers on NASCAR Live. MRN Podcasts available on MRN.com, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
William Byron won a series-leading six NASCAR Cup Series victories in 2023. The North Carolina native made it all the way to the championship four, finishing third in the final standings. The question now is, how does he top that act in 2024 during Hendrick Motorsports' 40th anniversary?
I feel like for us, just hopefully getting a little more speed in the playoffs is, you know, crazy as that sounds, I feel like we weren't the fastest car every week. So trying to be a little bit faster in the playoffs would be a key for me. You just take the wins as they come and try to put yourself in position, but you never know if you're going to get, you know, a lot of things have to go right to win six races. So, you know, we'll see.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. Mm. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%. Mm-mm.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Bucks open a five-game road trip in Denver tonight, squaring off against the Nuggets. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It's the Bucks' head coaching debut for Doc Rivers, who is busy broadcasting games this season. Said he wasn't going to just jump back in for any job.
The way they're built with the veterans and their grown-ups, I thought that if you're going to jump into this at this time of the year, this would be the type of group that you have the best opportunity to connect and change the quickest. And so that's why I took the job. Took the call.
Wisconsin and Marquette, both top 10 teams right now. The Badgers, with a pair of wins, jumped all the way to number 6 in both polls today, while Marquette climbs to number 9 in the AP poll and 10th in the coaches poll. Marquette's at Villanova tomorrow night. The Badgers don't play until Thursday at Nebraska. Wisconsin women's players Sarah Williams and Tessa Grady named Big Ten Player and Big Ten Freshman of the Week. First time in program history, the Badgers have won both Big Ten awards in the same week. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Terieslein, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the 2024 Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendars. After being online only in 2023, the spring fishing game hearings will be in person in 2024 on Monday, April 8th. More details when we return, but first,
get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Welcome back. The traditional in-person spring fishing game hearings, sponsored by the Wisconsin Conservation Congress and the Department of Natural Resources, will return the second Monday in April. The Conservation Congress Leadership Council met earlier this month to hear updates from the DNR on fish and wildlife programs and listen to feedback on how citizens wanted to provide input on natural resources topics. The result is that the Congress is moving forward with traditional spring hearings on Monday, April 8th, in all Badger State counties. Beginning in 2020 and during the pandemic, the hearings changed from in-person to online voting. But we're back to in-person hearings this year. The April 8th meetings will have arrival and orientation from 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., followed by presentations from DNR Fish and Wildlife and law enforcement staff and elections for county delegates. Voting will also take place on advisory questions presented by the DNR and the Natural Resources Board. The NRB will approve potential questions in February. I'm Rob Dreislein, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Okay, everyone gather around. I have some exciting...
Running her shoe factory, Kendra talks the talk and walks the walk.
We're switching to green energy.
She needs a biotech consultant to erase her carbon footprint.
All operations will net zero emissions.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, more clouds around, but mild, a high near 40 degrees. Sunshine and record highs possible Wednesday, near 50. Staying warm for the rest of the week with more sunshine than clouds and highs well into the 40s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Markets saw some negativity in the grain complex and actually looked to see a turnaround to the negative on the cattle, but still higher once again on the hogs. We're going to look at what this Monday market trade all means. As Alan Brugler is joining us, he's with Brugler Marketing and Management. So I think that's right where we need to start. How soon is these grains going to stop with their lower trade?
Well, that's a very difficult question to answer because we're kind of in a race to the bottom, if you will. It's the crop is shrinking in South America, but the demand is shrinking as well. I think you see the drier weather for Argentina. People are pulling in their horns a little bit on that record crop down there. You have a mixed bag in Brazil, but the consensus is the numbers are still coming down from what USDA has. So that's the bull story. But on the other hand, you see really bad economic numbers out of China. You see their big liquidation of their hog herd there, talking about cutting their bean imports because they don't need the meal. And then you look at the shipping situation, which is just a problem all over the place.
So speaking of shipping, I saw that the U.S. over the weekend took in some soybeans, that is, coming out of Brazil.
Yeah, the Brazilians are offering some pretty cheap deals here. Again, the freight makes really strange combinations. U.S. is having trouble shipping to the Far East because Panama Canal has got low water levels and very few vessels go through. You can't go through Suez Canal, or at least a lot of the vessels are cutting back that way. So freight's expensive. If you're going east or west, if you're going north or south, Brazil, the U.S. and back, it's a lot more reasonable.
So how big of a concern is this freight rates and the increase going to have just overall on export opportunities?
Well, it's kind of like tariffs. It's a tax on transactions. So, you know, if the buyer's got X price they want to have, that they're willing to pay, and freight costs are higher or delays are longer, then you've got a lower FOB price because the end users won't pay it, assuming they have another logistical opportunity, another place to get it. I've seen several numbers that said if you had to bypass the Suez, you could be adding up to $1 million per vessel on some of your costs. So that depends on, you know, where you're going from and where you're coming from. But the point is, it's taking down prices at the export ports to reflect that higher cost and or the delayed times to get stuff shipped.
So where are you seeing when it comes to the demand for U.S. supplies and the way this dollar's been? I mean, our export numbers obviously have been on the quieter side as of late, but I think still within reason of what USDA had been projecting.
Yeah, actually, corn exports have done quite well compared to a year ago. We're still down from where we were 2 years ago on commitments, but this is the window where we should be making hay on corn. Okay, I know that's a funny-looking metaphor there, but the point is Brazil doesn't have a lot of corn to export. Argentina doesn't have a lot of corn to export. If anybody needs it, they should be coming to the U.S. to get it right now. Soybeans were kind of getting on the end of that window. Agrural, I believe, had soybean harvest in Brazil 11% done now. It takes a little while for those beans to get to the port, but you're starting to see much lower bids out of Brazil, very aggressive bids out of Brazil. And so we typically want to have 70 or 80% of our U.S. beans for the year committed at this point, not necessarily on a vessel. We're close to that.
All right. From the weather-wise, I know that ever-changing as it is, does here in the States, but it seems to be back in conversation today on a Monday for South America.
Yeah, if you look at the 7 day soil moisture change forecast, which is something we track for short term weather, it's dry. It'll be drier this week in southern Brazil and Argentina, but it's going to be quite wet actually in Mato Grosso and over into Goiás. And that slows down their bean harvest a little bit, but it's also very good for their corn planting. You know, that the winter crop down there is always struggling for moisture, particularly later. And January is not usually the problem, but they're building up some nice reserves here for the early second crop corn.
What is your thoughts on that unknown? I know you talked a little bit about exports here a little bit ago, but it was nice to see that talk of an unknown destination at a decent amount of 100,000 metric tons.
Well, price makes an excellent fertilizer is one thing they say, but the other side of that is if you get it cheap enough, somebody will buy it. Somebody will take a chance on it, and I think that's what happened. When you get unknown destinations, of course, that's just because they don't know what port they're going to unload it at, and that's not necessarily even which country when it's bought. It's usually a multinational that's doing it. But again, I think we got cheap enough to attract some buyers, and we just need a whole lot more of that right now.
Can we continue to do that? I mean, how cheap is cheap, though, to affect that bottom line?
Well, unfortunately, the market does not require to make you or give you a price profit, all right? I think in most cases, we're still above break even for most producers, but it's getting really, really close for some. When we're at this point in that cycle, in that short crop, long tail cycle, you start to feel the pain. You start to see some people that had high input costs and can't realize the returns. But I think the more difficult conversations are going to be next year.
And, of course, when we come back, I want to ask you a little bit more about what's happening geopolitical as well. So, folks, we got a lot more coming up as we get ready here for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that geopolitical action and how that's affecting the trade. And then look at this cattle market. The big question is, did the cattle go too far, too fast into the positive? And was today just a pullback and us also prep before we see Wednesday's report coming from the USDA? More's coming up. It's the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We're continuing our conversation this afternoon with Arilyn Brugler, of course, with Brugler Marketing and Management. We left off kind of talking geopolitical, and there's been a lot that popped up over the weekend. How do you see that factoring into the overall market trend?
Well, the one everybody's trying to figure out is how the Middle East is going to play out here. You've got a little bit of a proxy war going there with the Houthis and the other Iranian affiliates, ostensibly trying to interrupt vessel traffic to Israel, but really they're trying to interrupt all vessel traffic. And then, of course, over the weekend, there was a drone attack on a U.S. outpost, we'll call it, in Jordan. We had some servicemen lose their lives there. We know the U.S. has to react and has to punish Iran, or at least the affiliates in some fashion here. But the big concern is, are we going to escalate here? What's that going to do for crude oil prices? Indirectly, what's that do to biofuels? And importantly also, what's it do to freight? Okay, a lot of European supplies come through the Suez Canal, but that ends up going through the area that the Houthis are using as a shooting gallery.
Now, I know that ethanol blender margins itself got a boost because of some short-term driving ability. That's some good news for this corn market. What are your thoughts overall as you do talk about the biofuels industry?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the biofuels, you're in a couple different subcategories there. Some good news, the LanzaJet actually opened their SAF from ethanol plant last week. That's down in Georgia, I believe. It's a small plant, but several of the bigger players are that want to convert ethanol to SAF, sustainable aviation fuel, are relying on that particular type of technology. So that's not a big demand number, but it's a positive. Soybean oil had a really nice rally today, even though the crude oil gapped higher and then pulled back. We do know that plant Rodeo, California, got some environmental approvals last week. That's a big renewable biodiesel refinery. So we should start to see some more renewable diesel production and also obviously some more consumption of feedstocks when you do that.
All right. Well, anything else on the grains that you wanted to talk about before we jump over to the livestock?
Things. Wheat is kind of the poster child for the corn and beans. We're trying to drop prices and find demand. Russia is still trying to be the market leader there on what that price is.
All right. Well, over to the livestock side, what comes up must go down. And did we go up too fast on this cattle complex?
Yeah, I think we did. I think we had the big sell-off late last year. You had everybody scratching their head. Wait a minute, cattle cycle's still down. We're still shrinking the herd. Feeder supplies are still tight. How come prices are going down? A lot of that was mechanical. It was just the funds who had been long all year getting out before year end or avoiding delivery against the December contract. Now we're refocused, I think, on the fact that the cattle cycle is still turned down. We're still looking at very tight feeder supplies later this year. Calf numbers are down. We're going to find out exactly how much they're down on Wednesday when USDA does their semi-annual cattle inventory report.
When you talk about that report, Alan, do you expect any surprises in those numbers?
Well, by definition, it was a surprise. I didn't expect it, but... I think that's the risk, all right, and that may be why the market backed off just a little bit today. What if USDA tells us that we aren't shrinking the herd quite as much as we think we are? I mean, we look at the numbers, we say we had large numbers of heifers in the feedlots, we continue to do heavy cow slaughter in 2023. The what we call the beef factory, which is combined beef cows and beef heifer replacements, should be down quite a bit. What if it's not down as much as what we're thinking? We already got kind of a surprise last year when all those heifers went in the feedlot and the cattle on feed numbers were higher in the second half of the year than what the pricing had been built in the first half of the year. So we're just a little leery. Historically, the cattle inventory report's not a major market mover in terms of, you know, the market goes up or down $5 based on what it says. But I think we're doing a check here and saying, okay, let's see if what we think is still happening is happening.
All right, what about these hogs? Nice green on the screen for them today.
Hogs have had a really nice run here. Again, you've got kind of a double bottom on the charts. You got some shorts. The funds were short hogs for 6 or 7 weeks. Now they're getting chased out. Same thing's happening in cotton, by the way. And it helps that the beef prices, or at least the cattle futures, are going up. That's supporting the hogs as well. And the weather's shifted things around a little bit, too.
All right. Best way for folks to get a hold of you, Alan?
Oh, please call us 402-697-3623. Visit our website for more information about all of our services for our producers at www.brugler.com.
All right, and that is today's channel final bell on the Rural Radio Network.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, it's 2024 and time to get a new vehicle for the new year. Tell us about it.
Well, I don't know where 2023 went, but 2024 is here, and now is the time to get yourself a nice new or used vehicle to go on vacation, to go to grandma's house. So we've got a great selection of new cars. We've got new Broncos in stock. We've got new pickups in stock. And we've got a great selection of used cars, factory program cars. We've got Edges, Explorers in stock. So come and see us, folks. Tom Heffernan. Tom Heffernan Ford in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. Snow may still cover much of the nation's corn and soybean acreage, but planters will be rolling before we know it. And Farm Futures magazine just released their annual Planting Intentions Survey, the first look at the crop ahead. I'll have details after this.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Corn and soybean farmers have been crunching the numbers on the 2024 crop, weighing higher-priced seed and interest costs against declines in the prices of most fertilizers. And commodity traders, meanwhile, are working to figure out just how many acres of corn and beans those calculations will result in. Well, the industry got its first look at what may come in the growing season of 2024 with the release of the Farm Futures Planting Intentions Survey. This long-running farmer survey is conducted during the month of December by surveying 825 farmers across the heartland. Jacqueline Holland, grains market analyst with Farm Futures, who oversees this survey, said the results this year indicated that corn plantings during the upcoming growing season could decline by as much as 2% to 92.8 million acres. While farmers in the core of the Corn Belt said they planned to largely maintain their rotations, most of that decline then was expected to happen in areas where fall 2023 fertilizer was either less accessible or more expensive. Soybeans then are expected to pick up just shy of 1.5 million more acres of production this year, marking the fifth largest planting for that crop in history, if that's how it turns out. The addition of more soy acres didn't surprise Ms. Holland, who said, quote, "The new crop price ratio was trading flat at 2.5 through mid-January, indicating a strong market demand for soybeans," end quote. She added that while there have been a lot of new announcements about renewable diesel demand, farmers appear willing to wait for the demand to come to them. Another concern for growers was the uncertainty about the size of the crop growing in Brazil. Early in the fall, it was widely anticipated to be a massive soybean crop, but subsequent weather events have likely hurt the yield. The survey also inquired about wheat acreage and learned something interesting by doing so. I'll have more details when we come back.
Even though everyone's daily lives have been recently changed, NTEC's ongoing commitment to keep our communities connected hasn't. NTEC's fiber optic networks provide reliable internet, telephone, and TV services that are meeting the challenge of today's unprecedented communications and entertainment needs. Whether you're working, learning, or just unwinding, you can be assured that NTEC will keep you online. Contact NTEC today and let them prove to you that they are your premier hometown connection.
The Farm Futures Planting Intentions Survey also asked their respondents about wheat acres. And contra the USDA, their respondents do plan to increase winter wheat acreage by as much as 1.5%. That's because some wheat acres have caught additional moisture due to those early January snowstorms. You can find all of the data for the Planting Intentions Survey at farmfutures.com. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, more clouds around, but mild, a high near 40 degrees. Sunshine and record highs possible Wednesday, near 50. Staying warm for the rest of the week with more sunshine than clouds and highs well into the 40s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 45.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Bobby played his guitar on the hardest side of town, where it's hard for a poor boy to find the money. He had dedication, he had the heart and soul, somehow knew he was born to play. People said, get a real job, support your family, cause there's no future in the road you're taking. He never said a word, the dreamer just kept on. Late at night you could hear him say, I'm gonna be somebody. One of these days I'm gonna break these chains. I'm gonna be somebody someday. You can bet your hard-earned dollar I will. The road was a struggle, it took him 10 years to the top. But now he's number one on the stage and the radio. Still he can't believe how people come from miles around, when it seemed like only yesterday. He would say, I'm gonna be somebody. One of these days I'm gonna break these chains. I'm gonna be somebody.
take a cab down to the creek and hang a disco ball from an old oak tree. Smoke and drink once in a while, somehow it'd be good for me. I want a cool chick that'll cook for me, but it'll dance on the bar in her tan bare feet and do what I want when I want. She'll do it with me. I don't need too much of nothing. I just want to sing a little chill song, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink. Oh, I know that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. I just want a little bit of everything. Na 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 na, na 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 na. Whoa. Now, I don't need a garage full of cars, but I'll take a whole box of Cuban cigars and I'll smoke them nice and slow, like they were good for me. Don't need a ranch or a big piece of land, but I'd like to get a little bit of dirt on my hands. A big old couch and a big old room still feels lonely when it's just you. Yes, it does. I don't need too much of nothing. I just want to sing a little chill song and get my groove on. Pour something strong down in my drink. Nothing. I just want to sing a little chill song, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink. Oh, no.
We're Country Fried. We're real country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDM.
We say goodbye, see you around. We turn our backs, then turn back around. Break up, we make up, and we make love. We can't seem to let go, girl, so I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with the closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire when it's still burning? Just when I think
I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with the closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire that's burning? I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with the closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire when it's still burning? Just when I think love belongs, getting closer. I'm coming.
And good-hearted women. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I've been a walking heartache. I've made a mess of me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I wanna be, but you stay here right beside me and watch as the storm blows through, and I need you. Scott gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. And for when I think I lost my way, there are no words here left to say. It's true.
divine.